It's being hailed as a solution to save Sunset Beach, thanks to a private-public partnership. Work began yesterday to take down damaged portions of a bike lane eaten away by beach erosion during high waves. Jeannie Ishikawa is the deputy director of the Honolulu Department of Parks and Recreation. She explains what's involved with the restoration project.
At Sunset Beach, the Department of Facility Maintenance is going to begin removing portions of the damaged bike path in that area. When that is done, then the Department of Parks and Recreation will be going to Sunset Beach to begin the sand restoration project, meaning that we will begin pushing sand from Palmalu Stream over to the front area. The sand will be pushed by the mouth of Palmalu Stream, so we will have heavy equipment there, so everyone should be mindful of that and be careful. So the heavy equipment will be pushing the sand towards around the bend to restore the sand dune area. So we anticipate, depending on the weather and the surf conditions and the waves, you know, it could be a couple of days or it could be the entire week, but we are looking at next week for getting this work done. We want to make sure we're doing this in a very, in an ecological way so that we can help preserve the beach park. We're asking everyone to kokua and be mindful of the sand and foot erosion that takes place. The more people go there, the more sand escapes. So we ask that you be mindful of the sand that sticks to your feet, to dust it off, bring an extra towel, leave the sand at the beach. And we're hoping that this project will give good results, that we can look at implementing it at other beach parks.
The North Shore Community Land Trust has partnered with the city to complete the Sunset Restoration Project. Executive Director Doug Cole has spent the last 40 years on the North Shore's beaches. He said changing sand levels is normal, but the current seems especially concerning.
Over the last 40 years of just being on that shoreline and surfing and swimming and walking along it, it's my whole life, like, it's been fascinating to watch the sand move. Like, in where I grew up, in the summer the beach gets really big. In the winter with the west swells, it gets washed away. There's other areas where it's the opposite, where the summer and the trade winds erode it away, and then the winter and the west swells bring the sand back. And so you grow accustomed to just seeing the sand move, and that is normal and that is natural. But what we've seen the last, like, I'd say 5 years is a heightened level of extreme erosion, you know, in a few particular places. And, you know, I've come to think of it as, like, Maybe we're trying to view this as, like, 1 to 3 year cycles of sand movement, but maybe it's, you know, decades or 50, 60 year cycles of sand movement. You know, it's hard to know what this shoreline would have looked like 70 years ago. I know, like, 5 years ago, there was an incident where it was worse than I'd ever seen in my life. So at that point in time, in over 30 years, I'd never seen it this bad. And then we noticed that there was, like, these old telephone pole, like, seawall sort of structures. And we're like, well, I guess it was that bad at some point in time because somebody put that there along the shoreline. And so it's hard to say, like, whether or not what we're seeing now is the worst it's ever been, but it's the worst it's been in the last probably 50, 60, 70 years. And so that's really alarming. And when you couple that with the fact that sea level is rising, it's hard to think that, oh, it's going to get better, you know? And so I think it's something we need to learn more about. And I don't think we've really put in much effort at all to learn about it. And the best, most knowledgeable people when it comes to this are probably the surfers and ocean fishermen and users that have been doing this for decades and walking these shorelines. And we need to reach out and talk to them and start building our knowledge base.
Now, the Land Trust has been working on other dune restoration projects around Kahuku Point. Volunteers will be applying lessons learned from those projects to Sunset Beach.
We've been doing a whole lot of coastal sand dune restoration work at Kahuku Point the last 3 years, so we've learned a lot about what works in the shoreline environment and what native plants thrive. And so what we'll be doing in partnership with the city is coordinating volunteer work days to outplant natives, to put up educational signage, and to put up symbolic fencing to help protect the planting and the sand dune. And hopefully begin educating the public on the appropriate and thoughtful way to interact with the shoreline. What's crazy is out at Kahuku Point, you might have a dozen people, plus or minus, walk along these trails on the shoreline out there in a given day. We've been putting logs along the trails just to, like, narrow the footprint of where people walk. And then the grasses fill in up to those logs, you know, just a little bit of symbolic fencing. And that for me was really eye-opening, because I realized, like, oh, just a couple dozen people walking around out here every day has a significant impact on the vegetation's ability to grow. When you take that knowledge and you look at Sunset Beach, where you have literally thousands of people every single day stepping onto the sand to take a photograph and then stepping off, the vegetation has absolutely no chance of growing in those areas. And so what we'll be doing is working with the city to create a few designated access points with symbolic fencing around the other areas and planting native vegetation that does well in the coastal environment.
Now, Sandy Beach is one of the most vulnerable sections of our coast here on Oahu. But across the island chain, Maui and Kauai are also at risk. Sea level rise and surge potential are other factors identified in a recent study released by the University of Hawaii. The study looked at coasts on 7 of the 8 main Hawaiian islands. We talked to Yaprak Onat, one of the 4 co-authors on the project, which found that 30% of our shorelines are at high risk.
The most vulnerable areas are found in the North Shore area and also Ewa Beach, but also Kailua. So what is very important and alarming here is that the high exposure zones are found in the highly populated areas. So that's why the study emphasizes the need for improving the adaptive capacity of those areas. What we also see for Oahu is that the coastal defense structures are protecting the coastal shorelines of Oahu almost about 30%. So that doesn't mean that we need to concrete everywhere or build anything without doing a good environmental assessment, but any kind of a design strategy that can be done for that Oahu shoreline can be done using this study and see what is the vulnerability assessment and what kind of adaptation options that you can propose. Actually, we did that using this study. We did that for a local zone in the North Shore region from Pupuke Waimea area to the Sunset Beach. We decided the vulnerability of those areas and proposed an adaptation solution that is most balanced. What we try to do is to display a very good initial picture of what is the exposure of the shoreline of the Hawaiian Islands. We also make all of our data available to anybody who wants to use it, so researchers can use our raw data and build on it in our model, and also any, you know, concerned citizen can reach our static and interactive maps, which are total about like 70 maps, so that they can see whether our region is in the high exposure zone and which factors are influencing the exposure in that area.
That was Yaprak Onat, a UH researcher whose study released this summer identified areas at risk for sea level rise and erosion. Onat told us that Sunset Beach is one of the worst areas she visited while doing the statewide shoreline survey. To find links to the story, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.